Life Audio.
Hi, friends. This is Bonnie Gray, and I'm your host for Breathe, the Stressless Podcast. I'm so happy that we are now in this wonderful final week of Lent. Lent is a 40-day journey. It reflects God's journey to the cross, and what a wonderful way to just get renewed. The original root word of Lent is spring, and it's been springtime for our souls. In fact, it was just a few weeks ago. Spring had already begun. Wow. Not only is it timed with springtime, we physically see the flowers are blooming, the trees are budding, the birds are singing. Everything is just becoming new again. It's just a perfect reminder as we go through Passover and we are now stepping into Easter, Resurrection Sunday. What is God wanting to make new in you, in your life? I'm so excited for you because that's God's ways. Everything we see around us that's beautiful, that's in nature, it always becomes new, and you and I are no less. Well, I'm the author of Sweet Like Jasmine, Finding Identity in a Culture of Loneliness, which you have made number one Christian biography when it released. I'm also the author of Whispers of Rest. It's 40 days of soul care to revitalize your soul with God's peace and joy. And that's what inspired this podcast. I share a story, I share God's words of affirmation, and a practical, simple soul care actions you can take to renew God's peace in your heart, your emotions, and your body. So we can move truths from the head down to the heart, right? So faith is action words that we take to take better care of this wonderful treasure God has. And that treasure is you. Well, today we're going to be talking about the topic of, you know, how are we made new and what helps us to move into newness? That's a topic of stress because I think we would rather kind of be in a modus operandi of survival. It's not that we don't want to be made new, but it's kind of like hard if we have patterns that we're used to. And, you know, my sons, they're now 12 and, well, actually, wait, 13. Yes, it just was his birthday. He is 13. That's Caleb. And older brother Josh is 16. And I remember I had been driving to the elementary school for a long time because I went 6 years for Josh and then another extra 3 years for Caleb before they went to middle school. And it's interesting that first year of middle school, I found myself on autopilot, sometimes driving to the elementary school. Josh and Caleb like, Mom, where are you going? You're going the wrong way. You know, our minds are on autopilot when we don't think. Our minds create patterns and they create like this rut of what we're used to. And I'm reminded of Psalm 23 when it says, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want, I shall not be in lack. And it says in later in the psalm, he makes me lie down in green pastures. He restores my soul. He leads me on the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. And that root word for path, if you double click on it, is actually like ruts. It's like ruts that the wheels have made in the path of shepherds, in the path of perhaps wheelbarrows, you know? And so our mind, our body, our emotions make those connections that maybe we're used to. But God says, I'm here and I'm making all things new. God wants to make things new. He wants to create some new pathways. And we start off with this 6 week amazingly beautiful journey of springtime for our soul with this verse in Isaiah that says, I'm making a pathway in the wilderness. Well, that wilderness might be our minds. That wilderness might be our souls, our emotions. And God's like, I've got it. I'm going to create a new path in your emotions, new path in your wellness, your health. And God is very patient. The way he makes a path is just like spring, just like the seasons. It's not immediate. It's not a light switch. It's a beautiful budding. And we see that in nature. And so you and I can rest into God's timing. His timing is unique for each one. I was talking this week with somebody that I was doing soul care mentoring with. And we were talking about how flowers open up at different rates, depending on what kind of flower it is. So you are a unique flower blooming at your beloved pace. God's love is like the sun. And each day we rise up, there's a new sunlight that shines on you. And you will be opening your petals in a pace that's the best for you. Our verse comes from Revelations chapter 21, verse 5. Behold, I'm making all things new. And it inspired me to add in you. So this is inspired by Revelations 21:5. Behold, I'm making all things new in you. You don't have to wait until you're completely new to be you. You don't have to wait until you're free of doubt to step into the light to be seen. And you don't have to try so hard to understand everything. What no one sees, God whispers, you are beautiful to me. Sometimes you think new needs to be either not new or all new, but yet it's a beautiful unfolding, isn't it? The way God makes things new. I'm inspired by a quote by St. Augustine. He says, our hearts are restless until they find rest in you. God is a restful space, a restful refuge, his arms. There is no rushing. And as love heals our hearts, Jesus calls us to a new way of living. And this new way of living is being. He invites us to make changes that match with our new identity as God's beloved. So I'm curious, what is that new thing he is bringing about in your life? What's a new seed he's planted on your heart? I want you to take that seed and plant it in the soil of your everyday life. And I want to invite you to go to thebonniegray.com/subscribe because I want you to download this week's devotional. Because as we look at his word, as we hear his word, and we consider how we can practice soul care, we are putting our focus on something that God's inviting us to try and to put into action. So download this devotional at thebonniegray.com/subscribe. When you subscribe to my newsletter, then I would love to give you this gift. And share this with friends. Share this journey with friends. I shared at the beginning that there's a group of women that are actually gathering together once a week to listen to the podcast on their own, but then once a week gather together and to see and share what God has been showing them through the podcast, through trying the soul care together. And I thought that was just fabulous because that makes all the difference in the world, right? When we feel like we have friends that we can talk to, gather together, and share our explorations. Jesus always shows me one next step. You know, as we prepare to try new beginnings, it's daring to live these changes because we feel like we need to have everything perfect in order to move forward with anything new that God's put on your heart. But you know, that's when I get discouraged because if I stop and try to figure out how things are going to end up, where one step will lead, that's when the simple idea becomes suddenly overwrought with worry. And then those worries choke the joy out of the new idea. And I end up doing nothing at all. Okay, can anybody relate to what I'm talking about? You get really excited. God's put an idea on you, but then you start asking all these questions. What ifs? And then suddenly it's like kind of just we become paralyzed, right? When we actually step out to be who God created us to be, we become vulnerable to the critical voices that once kept us safe from hurt or uncertainty. but it left us unchanged. But if we're learning to follow Jesus with our hearts, and because it's a new journey, it's okay to be insecure and doubtful. We don't have to wait until we're not insecure, until we have no doubts. It's okay to be insecure and doubtful because it means that we are living in a new way. It means we are walking by faith.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
The world does not operate by faith. The world operates by plans, by security, by confidence based on results and qualifications and past performance. This is not the language of faith. The language of faith is, I'm with you. I will be your strength in your weakness. You are strong. God says, I am making a new way in you. And this new way of living as the beloved may feel disorienting and even causes us to feel anxious. We will say things like, I don't understand how. I can't do this. This is too hard. When we pray these private words, sometimes only silence echoes back. So much is happening outside of our control and panic can set in. Panic happens when you fear life will change for the worse, but despair happens when you fear nothing will ever change. And when you feel that you will never change, that's despair. That's the moment we can easily retreat to our old ways of staying safe and not trying anything new. Friends, let's not retreat anymore. What is it that is keeping you from doing new things that God's put on your heart? You know, as I pictured myself walking on that same long, dusty road I'd walked many, many years, giving up on myself again, I whispered to Jesus, I've come so far, I don't want to give up, but I don't know what to do. Jesus won't leave us in the middle of our journeys, and he invites us to enter a scene from the Easter story. So we're going to step into the story now. Two friends were walking with their backs bent, their hearts broken, their hopes for tomorrow dashed to pieces. Their hope had died on a cross. And now these two friends were walking back to where they journeyed so far. They were returning to life as they knew it. They had lost all hope that life could be different, that they could change. The two friends were walking the opposite direction of where they once found hope. So much so they did not recognize who was walking with them. They spent the entire journey back returning to Emmaus, talking about how everything was ruined, wrong, and lost back in Jerusalem. Meanwhile, a quiet stranger they met on the road patiently listened to the whole story from start to finish, told in exhausting detail. But he didn't interrupt. He didn't judge. He didn't say, what's wrong with you? It's me. Can't you see? No. Instead, this stranger named Jesus asked them questions. He wanted to hear more. Oh, what happened? Tell me more. Jesus was curious. He wanted to hear all about their despair. Isn't Jesus so special? Jesus tells us through this scene from the Easter story. You know, the silence you hear as you pour out your heart, it's me. I'm listening to you, walking with you. Even as your heart's running in the opposite direction of hope, I am with you. When we're clouded by our doubts, friends, it's hard to recognize Jesus's presence. It's okay because Jesus is still walking with us the same way he walked with these two friends. Quote, they urged him saying, stay with us, for it is getting toward evening and the day is now nearly over. So he went in to stay with them. When he had reclined at the table with them, he took the bread and breaking it, he began giving it to them. Then their eyes were opened and they recognized him. They said to one another, were not our hearts burning within us while he was speaking to us on the road? That's from Luke chapter 24, verses 29 to 32. Jesus broke bread with them right in the midst of their place of retreat. By the time they finished confiding in Jesus on the road, they recognized that this quiet stranger who walked beside them was actually their friend Jesus. Jesus was showing us that he is with us on the road. So friend, where are you on this road? Hearts are burning. That's how they described it when God's whisper touched their heart. Our pounding heartbeats are resting against God's strong, loving embrace. And it's time for you to step out to be you. We don't just put on the new because we're going to wait until we've put off the old. Both at the same time. And you and I can do that. We can be happy and joy-filled, celebrating the resurrection of the new me Jesus is bringing back to life. But in the same moment, we can also carry sorrow, imperfection, fears, and insecurity, even despair, because both are held in God's loving arms. Wow, I get so excited when I talk about this because I just want to encourage you. It's time for change. You can experience something new. Today's soul care is from this wonderful study I found to plan your weekend to experience more joy. Try something new or enjoy a favorite pleasure this weekend. Read a good book. Enjoy dinner with a friend or a date night with your spouse or your boyfriend or girlfriend. See a movie, play mini golf with your kids, bake some muffins. Jesus is right there with you making all things new. The two friends from Emmaus were changed after enjoying a meal with Jesus. Did you notice that? When a big issue looms over you, plan something enjoyable for the weekend, knowing Jesus is with you. Simply making plans revitalizes you with what psychologists call anticipatory joy. Research at the University of London showed that when people made plans to enjoy something later, it didn't have to be large or significant. They experienced high levels of well-being by anticipating the experience before anything happened. One study found that people merely thinking about watching their favorite movies raised their endorphin levels by 27%. Another showed that planning a vacation brought peak happiness during the weeks leading up to the actual vacation. So don't wait until your troubles are over, until you plan something good for your soul, for your family, for your spouse, for your children. Make plans to refill your soul with joy or peace as is, as you are today. Isn't that powerful? We don't have to wait. You can still make plans. And so that anticipatory joy is worth it. I'm so excited. We're at the beautiful end of our 6-week Lent. And I love that it finished right at spring because we're going to have a new series coming up, which is about May is coming up for a mental health month is May. And it's just perfect because it's about newness. It's about sparking peace, sparking joy. And I love ending on this note because I love how Jesus showed up in their path of despair, that we don't have to be perfect in order to be worthy of peace or joy or rest. And we are growing just like a beautiful flower in spring, old and new. Well, please continue to share this series with your friends. Invite them as we step into newness together with spring. It's just a fun time to talk about all these kind of new things. And we'd love to talk about topics of stress because we talk about solutions of rest. So we are among friends here. Join me on my newsletter so you can download the devotional at thebonniegray.com/subscribe, thebonniegray.com/subscribe. Follow me on Instagram where I share more empowering encouragement with you at thebonniegray. And drop a review and a rating wherever you listen to podcasts. I would so appreciate that. I would be so grateful. It really helps this podcast to find new wings to bless more people. So thank you so much. Remember, you're loved, you're cherished, and I cannot wait to see you next time. Have a happy Easter and a resurrection day with new life in Christ. We are so blessed and you're very loved. See you next time.
Hey everyone, thanks for listening to Breathe, the Stress Less Podcast, a production of lifeaudio.com and the Salem Web Network. If you enjoyed what you heard today, we'd love for you to head over to your favorite podcast app and leave us a review. It really does help people find us. To learn more about Bonnie Gray or to check out any of the resources she mentioned in this episode, just head over to her website, thebonniegray.com, or check out our show notes. This episode was produced by me, Kelly Givens, and edited by Stephen Sanders. A special thanks to our executive producer, Stephen McGarvey. For more Faith Toolkit podcasts, head over to lifeaudio.com.
Jesus wants our fears to launch us toward faith. Then he grins and says, "Do you trust me? Because together we can do this." With Mornings with Jesus, you can start your day in a positive way. Find hope through inspirational stories and scripture. Go to lifeaudio.com or search your favorite podcast app for Mornings with Jesus. You can also download the Abide app for biblical meditations at abide.com.